Hey kids, welcome to Jesus and Me Clubhouse. I'm KC. Hey kids, welcome to Jesus and Me Clubhouse. I'm KC. I'm so glad you could join us today. Let's say our motto. Repeat after me. I will tell my friends.
I will tell my friends.
So they can know God.
So they can know God.
Even Jesus wanted to know God. He went to church to learn the Bible. He was hiding God's word in his heart.
Aha! I heard that. What are you and the kids hiding now, KC?
We're hiding God's word.
Huh?
The Bible.
What did you do? Steal a bunch of Bibles?
No, we didn't steal anything. We want to learn God's word so it can get inside our heart like the Bible says. I have hidden God's word in my heart.
Why do you want a Bible in your heart?
We don't want a Bible in our heart. We want to keep what it says in our heart so we can remember it and obey it.
Huh?
Have you ever told someone you had something to give them and they forgot about it?
Kind of. It was a long time ago. I was going to take my little brother fishing with me, and I waited all day for him, but he never showed up. He said he forgot.
Well, God has a lot of good promises for us in His Word, like healing and peace, but some people forget them. And so when they have problems, they don't remember that God wants to bless them. So we hide God's Word in our heart so we don't ever forget that God has good things for us.
So you're not stealing anything or attacking anybody?
No.
It's okay, Matilda. Tell the police it was a false alarm.
Stacy, what are you doing?
Did you see it?
See what?
The Bible I have hidden in my coat.
Why are you hiding the Bible in your coat? And why are you wearing sunglasses and that goofy hat?
I was hiding it in my coat because I can't figure out how to get it inside my heart, which is a really good hiding place, I might add. Was that your idea?
The Bible tells us to hide God's word in our heart.
Aha! I didn't think you were clever enough to come up with that. But how do you get God's word into your heart?
When you learn what the Bible teaches, God's word gets into your heart. And when God's word gets into your heart, you know that God has good things for you.
So you don't actually hide the book in your heart?
No.
So I don't need this secret agent costume?
No.
Good. It was starting to get hot. I'll just get rid of all this stuff then.
I got something special to show you. Do you want to see what it is? It's a book. But not just any book. This book is not like any other book we have. This book is called the Bible. And it's so special. I know a lot of people who have Bibles, but not everybody takes time to read it. It's important that you open it and read it, because when you do, God speaks to you. How does He speak to you? Well, this is His word. And when you read it, you're going to find out just how much God loves you and how good He is. And every time that you read it, His word gets planted in your heart. In fact, today's Bible verse is Psalm 119:11. I have hidden God's word in my heart. Can you say that after me? Okay. Say, I have hidden God's word in my heart. Great job. It's important that you learn God's word. And there's a few ways that you can do this in addition to reading your Bible. It's important that you go to church, because at church, your teachers actually tell you about Jesus. And you can also watch the Jesus and Me Clubhouse, and we will teach you about Jesus too. Let's say our Bible verse one more time. Psalm 119:11. I have hidden God's word in my heart. Great job.
Is your heart and mind ready to learn today's Bible verse?
I'm ready.
Heart, you're wearing a disguise too?
Stacy thought I should.
Whatever. Today's Bible verse is Psalm 119:11. I have hidden God's word in my heart. Say it with me, kids. I have hidden God's word.
I have hidden God's word.
In my heart.
In my heart.
I want to hide God's word too. I know a really good hiding place.
We're not hiding it like that, Brain.
Well, then why is heart wearing a disguise?
That's not important right now. What's important is Psalm 119:11. Say it with me, kids. I have hidden God's word.
I have hidden God's word.
In my heart.
In my heart.
Why does heart get to hide it and not me?
What?
Psalms 119:11. I have hidden God's word in my heart.
It's because sometimes you forget things, Brain.
I do not.
Do too.
Settle down, you two. Brain, we're not really hiding it. We're learning it.
That's my job, learning God's word.
And when you learn God's word, it gets inside of me, the heart.
And when we learn it and it gets in our heart, the Holy Spirit can help us remember it.
I want to be full of God's word.
You're my heart, and I want you to be full of God's word.
That's why I'm learning what it says. I have hidden God's word in my heart.
Psalm 119:11. I have hidden God's word in my heart.
And Brain.
Good job, Brain. Thanks, Heart. Now it's time for today's Bible story.
I can't wait to hear it.
And I can't wait to do it.
It's the hearer
and the doer
of God's word who's blessed.
When Jesus was 12 years old, he walked to Jerusalem with his friends and family for the Passover celebration. It took 5 days to walk there. The celebration lasted for a week, and when it was over, they all headed back home, all except Jesus. Mary and Joseph thought Jesus was walking with his friends, but that night when they stopped to sleep, they realized he was missing. So Mary and Joseph walked back to Jerusalem to find him.
Oh, Joseph, where could Jesus be? It's been 3 days.
I know. I've looked everywhere. How are we going to tell God we lost his only son?
You don't think something bad happened to him, do you?
He's fine. He's God's son.
That's it. Did you look in the temple?
The temple?
Yes, the church.
No, I haven't looked there. I've been to every playground in the city, but not the temple. There's just a bunch of old men talking about the Bible all day. Why would he be there?
Because that is the one place he would learn about his heavenly father. He's 12. He's almost a man.
I'll go look. Wait here.
Of course I'll wait here. Excuse me, I'm looking for a 12-year-old boy that got left here 3 days ago. Have you seen anyone that looked like they were lost?
No.
No?
Mama!
Jesus, where have you been? We've been looking everywhere for you for 3 days.
I'm sorry, Mother. I thought you would know that I would be at church learning about God. I want to learn God's word more than anything.
We know that now. Next time, that will be the first place we look.
There won't be a next time. The next time we come to Jerusalem, you will stay with us. When you want to go to the temple, we'll take you there ourselves.
Yes, ma'am.
Now come on, let's go home.
Can we stop and eat first? I'm hungry.
Me too.
It's important to get God's word in our hearts. Even more important is getting Jesus in our heart. If you'd like to ask Jesus into your heart, I can pray with you right now. Dear God.
Dear God.
Thanks for sending Jesus.
Thanks for sending Jesus.
To die for my sins.
To die for my sins.
Jesus, come into my heart.
Jesus, come into my heart.
Be the boss of my life.
Be the boss of my life.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Time for spiritual exercises. Everyone stand up on your feet. Here we go. You ready? Repeat after me. Stretch it up real high. I love the Lord with all my heart. Now show me your muscles. God is good. All the time. I'm not afraid. God is with me. Good. Now show me your Superman pose. By Jesus' stripes, I am healed. Nice work. Now these are my favorite. kinky push-ups. Up, down, up, down. I love others like Jesus loves me. Whew, that was a good workout. All right, let's cool it down. Let's stretch it out. I obey my parents, for this pleases God. Woo! Good job, kids. Now, just shake it out, turn around if you want. Woo! Good job, kids. I'm proud of you.
Casey, do you know what my favorite part of the clubhouse was today?
Not really. What part did you like?
I liked it when Grandpa caught you stealing Bibles and Stacy came out dressed like a secret agent to arrest you.
Fuzzy, that is not what happened. I didn't steal any Bibles. And Stacy was trying to hide God's word in her heart, but she used a big coat instead.
Why does she want to hide God's word?
We're not supposed to hide it. We're supposed to learn it. Didn't you learn anything today, Fuzzy?
I learned that squirrels will like you if you act like a nut.
That's not what we talked about, Fuzzy. Don't you remember the story we told about Jesus wanting to learn God's word?
Do you mean Jesus went to church?
He did go to church, but he also hid God's word in his heart.
What? We can hide stuff in our heart like toys and Cheetos?
No, we learn about God by learning his word, the Bible. And when we learn God's word, it gets hidden inside of our heart so God can remind us of what it says.
So where do we put our toys and Cheetos?
You need to ask your mom that question, Fuzzy. Now listen, I have hidden God's word in my heart, Psalm 119:11. Can you say that, Fuzzy?
I have hidden God's word in my heart, Psalm 119:11.
Very good. Now say goodbye, Fuzzy.
Goodbye, Fuzzy.
Goodbye, kids. See you next time at the Jesus and Me Clubhouse.